What's a podcast? Some of the old people were weeping, some were fretful, some were frightened. What's this about a podcast? They asked at the Kimberley Land Council's 2018 AGM. We've heard some gutty have been asking round, running down Land Council, asking about law. Wayne recalls hearing a rumour someone was about to do a number on Anthony Watson and myself. It wasn't a rumour. Richard Baker, a Walkley Award-winning journalist from Melbourne's The Age, had been interviewing people for his podcast Wrong Skin. The podcast sought to investigate the disappearance of a young man and woman from Nigana country during the wet season of 1994. Episode 1 opened with a braid of human knuckles, the young woman's knuckles, found in a bowerbird nest near the community of Luma. In setting the scene, Baker described the Kimberley as seductive, but tempered this with the observation, it feels as though it could turn on you at any minute. In his eyes, admittedly the eyes of a non-Aboriginal outsider, the wet season was a spectacular but dangerous time. Right from the opening, Wayne felt a prickling, nape-of-the-neck warning. For him, the wet season was not a time fraught with danger, but a time of renewal. It's a time when the billabongs fill up with water, the goannas start getting fat, and the ducks come into season. It's a time of new life. It's a good time. What Wayne found dangerous was not the promise of rain, but the Western cultural prism through which his country was being described and judged. Listeners were introduced to two young people suspected of falling in love the wrong way. They belonged to the same skin group, making a relationship under traditional law forbidden. Julie Buck was 23 and had been promised as a wife to an older man, Richard Milgan, who was 24, and it's his mum, Annie Milgan, who tells the story of how Wunyambuu made Nigana country at the start of this book. The couple went missing in January 1994. Only Julie was found, first her body, partially clothed in a denim skirt, then later her knuckles. Baker said the couple appear to have paid dearly for wanting to be together and intimated that they were murdered in tribal punishment. He suggested Annie's husband, John Watson, and John's son, chair of the Kimberley Land Council, Anthony Watson, were perhaps complicit, perhaps knew something. These inferences put a terrible strain on the family. Anthony, who had served as chair as Cred Enterprises and was serving as chair of the Kimberley Land Council, says, "I felt really gutted. People who were making those allegations lied in the public domain and got away with it. Those stories were not accurate or true. It drove us to madness, to be cast around Australia. Richard Baker was tricky and selective with his words, not saying we were murderers, but saying we should know things about it. It was unfair journalism and it made us angry." Anthony says the allegations in the podcast undermined Aboriginal leadership. "There was a political agenda to remove us from the work that we've done. If you see our record toward responsible development, our stance on heritage, on the Fitzroy River, the work we've done for native title, helping people from the desert to the coast have their native title recognised, this is our lifetime work towards self-determination. But I nearly lost my career. Every time a new episode was broadcast, more allegations mounted up against us. My chairmanship, my employment at the Land Council was in jeopardy." The podcast also deepened old and complex family and community rifts. Even prior to the podcast, Anthony says, "It wasn't comfortable for Dad in the community. I told Dad and my sisters and my family to move to Broome away from Jalmadanga. The podcast contributed to it. It was a major issue." Baker believes his distance from the local politics, his position as an outsider, gave him a unique vantage point from which to tell Julie and Richard's story. He says, "Sometimes it takes an outsider to fully ventilate these things that have been going on as undercurrents. That's the world up there, and it's hard to escape it because you've got to live with and get along with people. I was actually trying to open a window onto that world without making it a horror show, and I think the Australian media has a huge obligation to get out there in the real world and explore these issues." Wayne had a different take on the subject matter and the journalist's approach. He says, "The podcast embodied those early perceptions of Aboriginal people as primitive. Baker told this story from the perspective of the dominant culture. He might not think he's racist, but he has set himself up as the jury, judge, and executioner of his own point of view. This kind of cultural superiority has soured Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal relations in the Kimberley since colonisation."